Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spotify Green Room. It's the live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. You talk to other fans, or you know, or get together with your bros, you know, and watch a game together. If you can't, you know, meet at a bar or whatever, maybe, you know, who knows, you know, maybe couple of your friends that got, you know, kids are at home sick and, you know, or just, you know, you just can't go out that night, you know, or just can't hang out, you know. You can talk to other athletes, you know, they may show up on, you know, they may show up as well. I mean, who knows, insiders, you know, react to breaking news, rumors. It's a really cool thing to do. It's almost like Twitter, but it's audio only and you're not dealing with a bunch of trolls and whatnot. To get the Spotify Green Room app, and I just jacked it up, but who cares? Just go to the iOS App Store or Google Play Store, download it, link your Twitter, join a group, and then come in with your hot, spicy takes. All right, guys, welcome to our Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday. I wanted to record on Monday, but I was on call this week for the hospitals, so I couldn't do it. And, well, I was up late last night because everybody was getting, you know, my on-call was done at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And everybody was getting their calls in before, you know, my shift was over. And I was up till almost 3 and 4 in the morning, this, you know, and I'm basically running on fumes right now. Going back to Pitt, they faced New Hampshire this past Saturday, and it was everything you would want in a matchup with a 1AA team. Pitt scored 77 points. I mean, they had 49 in the first half alone, and then they dropped another 20 in the second. But it was, I mean, they only allowed 7 points the whole game, and pretty much that's all, you know, that's everything you'd want from, you know, everything you'd want from a game like that. I mean, that's supposedly they came out pretty pissed. Although, you know, you shouldn't have to have a you shouldn't have to lose to a MAC team to come out pissed against a 1AA team. But I'm, you know. Then again, what do I know? I mean, I'm just here recording. I don't know what's going on behind those practices and closed doors. You know, I've never played college football or any type of football. I mean, I've played other kinds of sports, but not that. So, you know, I really don't, you know, I don't know, whatever, hey, whatever works for them. I hope, you know, they got Georgia Tech this weekend. I hope they come out equally as pissed off against Georgia Tech as well. And that they hold each other accountable for stuff and they get on the same page, because that seemed to be missing from the previous game. Not so much from a player standpoint, but the coach's standpoint as well. They didn't seem to know when to make adjustments, and by the time it happened, well, that was that. Pitt did lose a verbal commit this morning. Chris Peek, Panther Lair, reports that Jacksonville, Florida defensive end / offensive tackle Bradley Mann decommitted from Pitt. That, you know, that's part of landing these kids early, especially Florida kids, is you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you love for them to stay, but these things do happen. You know, maybe they're getting interest elsewhere. And my chair's creaking. They're getting probably interest elsewhere, and it happens. Maybe other ACC schools are showing interest. Maybe SEC schools, I mean, if they have opportunities to stay close to home, they'll do it. I mean, that just, on top of that, you got to make sure your product is good enough for them to want to come up the, you know, all up to Pittsburgh. So, who knows? He may reconsider Pitt and recommit, but I seriously doubt at this point. I think he's probably, maybe he's going to enjoy the process, or you know, who knows? But at the end of the day, if he's here, he's here, he's not, he's not. Life goes on. Now, taking a look at Pitt against New Hampshire. Not much to really talk about, but total yards, Pitt gained over 700 total yards. They set a new, I guess, school record for that. They broke the record against Virginia Tech that they set where, you know, that game where Quadri Olson, Darren Hall ran the hell all over them. There's that. That's gone. Pitt threw for 455 yards in the air. And they ran for 252 yards rushing. So my concern was them having some sort of running game going into this, you know, going into conference play. And, well, they had something here. But, I mean, yes, it's New Hampshire. But for me, it would have been a lot more alarming if they didn't have much of a running game against New Hampshire. But it's there. And I like it. I mean, they were averaging 5 yards a rush on 49 rushing attempts. And the only turnover committed was from New Hampshire. Pitt's defense only allowed 7 points, and well, the fact they only allowed seven as a, you know, with backups going in and whatnot, I mean, it's pretty good. And as far as the team goes, Kenny Pickett was 24-28. He was near perfect. 403 yards passing. He was averaging over 14 yards of completion. 5 TDs. Nick Patty came in, was 4 for 4 for 39 yards. And then Davis Bevel came in, was 1 for 1 for 13 yards. Pittsburgh's rushing, Rodney Hammond Jr., who was, you know, the third, fourth string. 17 carries, 100 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I'm not sure what his future is, but hey, if you run for that, you know, if you have that type of a game in college, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, you take that any day. Izzy Abakanda. I hope I pronounced that right. I could just say Izzy, one of the two. He was 13 carries, 75 yards, almost 6 yards a carry, 1 touchdown. Vincent Davis, 7 carries, 50 yards, 7.1 yards a run, no TDs. Kenny Pickett, 5 carries, 6 yards, 1 touchdown. But the overall was a good overall for the running game. It was a good day for them. The one guy who had a really good day, as receiving goes, Jordan Addison, 6 catches, 179 yards, 30 yards, almost 30 yards a catch, 3 touchdowns. Although don't forget, Izzy also had four. He had 4 catches, 55 yards. So he had over, you know, let's see, 55. Basically, 130 yards in total offense. Shockey Jockey, 4 catches, 50 yards. He had a touchdown himself. Taysom Mack, 2 catches, 26 yards, 13. I mean, Gavin Bartholomew, he had 3 catches, 48 yards. He outdid Mark, you know, Lucas Kroll. Well, it depends, you know, if they're the backups and whatnot. But seriously, that's good stuff there. In the defense, there's so many to talk about here. A lot of... As far as sacks go, Joe Morgan has a sack. I mean, not Joe Morgan. Friggin' John Morgan. I'm getting my Cincinnati Reds, Pitt Panthers. Phil Campbell had a sack. But Leslie Smith was the leading guy in tackles. He tied. Well, actually, him and Wendell Davis were tied at 5 apiece. I mean, there's not much there. Brandon George had 2 tackles for a loss. I mean, not much else to get too analytical about. It's freaking New Hampshire, but... Regardless, though, it's a win. We're up to 3-1. And next week, this Saturday, I should say, we got Georgia Tech. And I'm looking at a work email here, and I have no idea what this lady's talking about. I'll get to it. I think it's something... Nothing much I can really do about it. But, yeah. It's just, she's a radiologist technologist, so it's, to me, it's radiologist technologist speak, and I'm like, I'm an IT guy, so I don't know what you're saying. But looking around the ACC, Wake Forest knocked off Virginia on Friday, 37-17. I think I took Wake winning in that game, and because Virginia's defense was not looking too good. I think I had Liberty being Syracuse, or at least being the spread, I thought. Syracuse with a huge win here, 24-21. I got to give a lot of credit to Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse is 3-1 to start the season. I thought it would be a disastrous for them, but this Liberty game was a huge game for them because Liberty's no pushover. And having won by the Cues, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, the Atlantic Conference, the Atlantic Coast, the Atlantic Division is really starting to become a really tough division now because it used to be, well, at least for this year, because the last few years has been Clemson and everybody else, but now everybody seems to be beating each other up now. Well, they're being, you know, well, we'll get to that here in a minute, but at least let's just say they're I would say this is probably the first time where they've been a lot stronger as a whole than the Coastal, because the Coastal as a whole was a lot stronger. I mean, it was pretty much the Coastal is pretty much the black and blue division of college football. I mean, everybody's capable of being everybody, and nobody survives. You're guaranteed to at least go 7-5, 8-4 in that that division. You know, at least playing in it. Clemson lost to NC State 27-21. Clemson's obviously a hot mess right now. I'm not sure what's going on with them. I thought they would pick up where they left off after Trevor Lawrence, but it looks like they're just having a really down year, and they're in week four, and they still haven't got it. I mean, they still don't get it. They haven't, you know. So I'm thinking it's probably going to be one of those years where it's just going to be a garbage throwaway here, and that's it. I mean, there's not much else they can do. And maybe it shows how good, you know, Trevor Lawrence was and the players they had on that team. Because they were able, you know, especially on offense, they were able to mask whatever deficiencies they had. It's a possibility. Georgia Tech, I think I had them also being North Carolina, or at least being the spread. Oof. I haven't really been, you know, Dwayne, we all saw how North Carolina played early in the year. I just wasn't sold on them. And, you know, they won a high-scoring game against Virginia the other week. I mean, at least the week before, I believe. And Tech just laid the woodshed to them, and that was it. So North Carolina's now 1-2 in ACC play. I had them winning the Coastal, I think, this year because I had no one else to pick, really. Missouri and Boston College, I had Missouri beating them. And Boston College, with their backup, won. I'm not sure what the hell's going on. I mean, Pat Garwell, a BC, at 25 carries, 175 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, credit to Jeff Hafley. I mean, he's done a hell. I mean, they lose their best player, you know, Jerkovic, and they're 4-0 still, and they knocked off an SEC opponent. I mean, they're having a hell of a ride. If I'm BC, depending on what season you kind of had with Pafley, you need to lock him up and get him a long-term deal or something. Give him whatever he needs. I mean, because you want to hold on. I mean, a guy like this, you want to hold on to him. I mean, Boston College did have Tom O'Brien for the longest time, and they went to the ACC, and then he ended up leaving. And I think it's because he got tired of. I think he got tired of them playing in. I think it was, I guess, the lack of respect BC was getting because he had Matt Ryan as his QB, and I think he got tired of the bowl games they were getting because they were getting some. I think they kept going to Boise, if I remember correctly, for their bowl games. I think he got tired of it. So he went to NC State, and of course, you know, he really didn't. Do a whole lot there. Let me take a look at his thing here. Yeah, he ended up in MPC Computer. They finished his last 3 years of Boston College. They were 9-3, 9-3, 9-3. And let's see, the first year they ended up going on Tire Bowl, then MPC Computers, and then Meineke Car Care. And I think he got tired of what they were getting placed in bowl games, and he just bailed. Well, that goes to show the grass isn't always greener. Let's see. Let's go to the rest of them here. Virginia Tech beat Richmond 21-10. Miami hammered Central Connecticut 69-0. Louisville beat Florida State 31-23. So Mike Norvell, 0-4. I had Louisville losing that game. This is a problem. I mean, I'm not sure what you do here. Florida State paid $20 million to make Willie Taggart go away. And so they're pretty much stuck with Norvell right now, unless they have more money to throw at a buyout. But I think they're going to have to give him some more time, because you just can't fire a guy after year two. He's got to do some of his roster. I don't know. Duke beat Kansas 52-33. Duke is 3-1, which is a surprise. It's Kansas still, but Duke 3-1. Wow. Now, as we go around the top 25 and see anything groundbreaking, Oklahoma beat West Virginia 16-13. I watched that game, and that was kind of a snooze fest, and I thought West Virginia could have won that, but I don't know what happened there. It seemed like they had the game won, and they were just finding ways just to give it back to them. Look at the rest of these games here. Iowa beat Colorado State 24-14. Penn State beat Villanova 30-17. I thought they would blow out Villanova. I don't think they even covered in that game. Arkansas beat Texas A&M. I think an Arkansas winning that game. I just wasn't sold on Texas A&M, because this is the type of game that A&M loses. A&M always looks good in the beginning, and then they just, they fade. Florida hammers Tennessee. Notre Dame destroyed Wisconsin. I thought Wisconsin would. I think I had Wisconsin win that game, but I might. Or, I mean, at least covering. I don't know. I mean, it was. I have to go back to my podcast and see how I did there. It doesn't really matter. Wisconsin just blows. As one guy told me, he said Wisconsin would be a badass program if they had an actual football coach. Paul Chris has done an all right job. It's just that, they've had some real good teams, but it seems like they're always missing a quarterback. Iowa State lost to Baylor 31-29. Hell win by Baylor. Rutgers lost to Michigan State 2013. I thought Rutgers would cover that game, and they did. And look at the rest of the games. UCLA beat Stanford. And that's really about it. As far as the 1A is concerned, nothing else really groundbreaking here. Oh, Utah, they beat Washington State. They're off to a bad start. But look at the rest of these games. Nothing really too exciting. But I'll tell you what is exciting. It's watching a game on an audio-only type of feed, like Spotify Green Room. It's the live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. You talk to our fans, athletes, insiders. Who knows? Maybe in Bob Nutting, or maybe one of the Rooney shows up. You can complain about Big Ben, or who knows? Mark Mann may show up. In case you're on like a Steelers watch party, somebody from the Steelers may show up that you can complain about what's been going on with them. You react to the games, the rumors, the breaking news. And all you gotta do is go to the iOS App Store. Go on, or Google Play Store, go on, download it, link your Twitter, and you can come in with your spicy takes. It's like being on Twitter, but you're, in your little green room, and you don't have to worry about anybody else coming in and making some, replying and trying to spur an argument where you have to block him or whatever. You don't have to do any of that. Just go check it out, guys. All right, speaking of the Steelers, obviously they're 1-2, and they had a less than inspiring effort against the Bengals this past Sunday, and Ben obviously wasn't looking all that chipper. And here's the thing. Ben is 39 years old. And I think we're stuck on Ben. Maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. And for some of us, maybe even earlier than that, we're stuck on. He's not the guy he once was. And that's okay. Tom Brady, I'm sure, isn't the guy he once was. But the thing about Tom Brady is, when he left New England, he went to a situation where he was going to get, pass protection, players around him and whatnot. Ben doesn't have all that around him. So he doesn't have all the pieces together as it seems. We were told that we supposedly need some sort of running back and this would all solve our problems. He's behind a really bad offensive line. And it just, he's not as elusive as he used to be. I mean, you guys remember how elusive Ben used to be back in the day, and he's not that Ben anymore. It's like Cam Newton. I was hopped up on Cam Newton, but that was 2015 Cam, that was 6 years ago. And that's the thing with Ben is, we're hopped up on Ben years and years ago, and some people are getting very emotional about this, and they're saying, well, you know, this will determine who's the real fans and who's not. Folks, I've lived through the Mark Malone era, Bobby Brister, Neil O'Donnell, Mike Tomczak, Cordell Stewart, Tommy Maddox. I mean, it just goes on. This whole era is no different from any other eras we've been through. I mean, the Rooneys aren't going to hand you a medal for, you know, supporting a team through its bad times. I mean, they may give you, if you're a season ticket holder, they may send you a Christmas card. Well, actually, yeah, they do. They send you a Christmas card, but I'm not sure if they will send you anything else. You may get a media guide. But that's it. I mean, you're not going to get some sort of medal or some Lombardi trophy for fans if you. I mean, people are going to complain about what's going on, but they'll be back and they'll watch the games. It's people just want to complain. But as far as the Ben goes, it's an emotional thing. And I think you have some people that are not willing to accept what they're seeing. And are not willing to accept the possibility of moving on and starting over. Because they're going to have to get a new quarterback. And I'm not sure if Tomlin even sticks around. I mean, it's going to be a whole new change. Because we've been spoiled with having Chuck Noll for so long. Then Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher was from 1992 to 2006, 14 years. Mike Tomlin's been here 15 years. And Tomlin was able to pick up where Cowher left off for him. Cowher left him a good nucleus of players. This is going to be a lot different. We're going to, if Tomlin doesn't stick around, this new head coach is going to have to get himself a quarterback because I'm not sure if Ben's going to be around. I mean, it's going to be a whole new rebuild. And I think a lot of Steelers fans do not like the idea of starting over and the fact that they're going to be possibly the laughingstock of the AFC North for a short term. And on top of that, you got to make sure your hire is right. And because otherwise you end up like Cleveland, who recycled so many coaches and quarterbacks for so many years till they got the right recipe. Or, you know, like the Bengals had their issues as well, and they still do. I mean, you end up like those two franchises. So I can understand why this, I think a lot of it's denial. And who knows? I could be wrong. Maybe Ben recovers. Maybe this team comes together and they start winning games. I could be wrong. But for right now, this is what it's looking like. It's just people do not, they're just, it's emotional, and I think a lot of them are just in the denial of it. They're in denial that, you know, they may have to start over. And that's okay. I mean, this is what it's looking like. I mean, as Thomas is retired, does he stick around, maybe draft a quarter? I mean, who knows? I mean, we don't know anything until we're in week three of the season. Who knows what happens as the season goes on? Maybe they would string some wins, but regardless, they're gonna start planning for the future, and maybe start bringing somebody in, or unless they sign somebody, it's a possibility as well. But yeah, that's where we're at. But I watched the game. I watched Monday night's game last night. I think Jalen Hurts. I mean, I was really high on him. He needs to get the ball out quicker. The Eagles are about as big of a mess as the Steelers. I mean, but it's week three. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. Anyways, guys, I'm going to finish up here because I have not much to talk about. I'm falling asleep. Hell to pit.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers. hunt for muddy puddles and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.